Okay, good morning, everybody. Good to see everybody. This morning we're going to dedicate the shiur, Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Lenny Dickstein, whose 10th yahrzeit is today, Eliezer Chaim ben Shlomo Zalman. Hard to believe it's been 10 years, but indeed it is 10 years, and Rabbi Lenny Dickstein was really a great man, and somebody who we all knew very well, had such an important part and impact on our community, and broader, larger, greater Washington community. So it's a schus this morning to be able to dedicate this year to his memory, Le'ilui Nishmaso. So happy Mrs. Dickstein is here also. And Amir Tzashem, we should continue to follow his legacy and all of the wonderful things that he taught us over the decades and decades of years that he taught Torah here in our community. Amen. So Parshas Kedoshim is what we are responsible to work on this morning. And indeed, while Parshas Kedoshim is a very short parsha, on the other hand, it is from the parshios that is most significant, certainly in terms of the breadth and depth of the mitzvos that are described. There are really two prakim in all of Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Yutes and Perek Chaf, chapters 19 and 20, is the totality of Parshas Kedoshim. Perek Yutes is the mitzvos asay, the mitzvos losa asay, the mitzvos bein adam lemakom, mitzvos bein adam lechaver, and we'll go through a number of those mitzvos, but it's an amalgam of mitzvos which at first blush and at first glance don't really seem to have a particular connection. Sometimes Rashi and other Rishonim explain the juxtaposition of one particular mitzvah to another, why Lo Sikom and Lo Sito is connected to Lehavdil Recha Kamocha, why Shabbos is connected to other mitzvahs that it's related to. So we're going to have to try to understand what is it about Perek Yotes that we have so many mitzvahs. Perek Yotes really, and Parshas Kedoshim, and Sefer Vayikra is sort of like Parshas Mishpatim to Sefer Shmos, and Parshas Kiseitze to Sefer Dvarim. Parshios Kiseitze, Parshios Mishpatim, and Parshios Kedoshim are the three parshios in Chamisha Chumshei Torah that have the most amount of mitzvahs. The lion's share of the mitzvahs of Torah are found in those three parshios. So certainly Parshios Kedoshim, particularly Perek Yotes, chapter 19 of Parshios Kedoshim, needs to be studied, understood, and elucidated to understand what exactly is the correlation, the connection, and the juxtaposition, and the mentioning of the mitzvahs in Perek Yotes. Perek Chaf is a very short parak, 20 samad psukim, and the lion's share of Perek Chaf is all about the arayos, illicit relationships, the prohibitions of the illicit relationships, ancestral relationships, inappropriate relationships, outlawed relationships that the Torah describes are wrong, are a toeva, are abomination, are disgusting, that we're all very, very aware of, and it's quite obvious and apparent that these are relationships that are unwarranted and unworthy. That's Perek Chaf. So those are the two prakim that we have upon us. And really, we also need to understand, besides what the correlation connection is between all the mitzvos in Perek Yotes, what's the connection between Perek Yotes and Perek Chav? Why are the Isur Arayos and the punishments for what one does inappropriately and acts inappropriately in these illicit relationships, why is that juxtaposed to Perek Yotes? What is the correlation? Parshas Kedoshim, the parsha of holiness, of sanctity. So of course there must be some correlation between Kedoshim too, being a holy nation, being a holy people, being a people who serves a Kadosh Baruch Hu through the mitzvos, the positive and negative, the mitzvos beirad l'makom, the mitzvos beirad l'chavero, and the illicit relationships that are described in Perek Chaf. However, there's an even more startling thing that I will share with you. The first time I ever noticed this, learning Parshas HaShavua, and the Netziv in his Sefer HaMikdavar, in his classical commentary on Chamisha Chumshei Torah, raises what I would call a bomb question. He notes that in order to appreciate Parshas Kedoshim, you need to turn back and to rewind to Parshas Achrimos. And of course, not uncommon, Parshas Achrimos and Kedoshim are read together. In a non-leap year for sure, Parshas Achrimos and Kedoshim are read together. Parshas Kedoshim, as I just mentioned, is a very short parsha, only two prakim. Parshas Achrimos is three prakim, and very often they are read together. But if you take a look in Perek Yurches, you'll note something that is startling. And that is in Perek Yurches, chapter 18, the last Perek in Parshas Achrimos, the Torah describes, details, articulates all of the Isurei Arayos, all of the illicit relationships and what I refer to as the Azharos, warning us about what will happen to a person who commits any of those crimes, any illicit, incestual, inappropriate, unlawful, prohibited relationship, are all listed in chapter 18, Perek Yud Ches. You'll take a look, it's obvious, it's patently obvious. We saw it last week, we noted it. And if you look at Perek Yud Ches, chapter 18, you'll see, Kemais Eretz Mitzrayim Asher Yishavtem Ba Lo Sasu, Kemais Eretz Kenan Asher Nimi Ve'eschah Shama Lo Sasu, B'chukei Oseim Lo Seleich. The Torah describes in details, articulates all of the prohibited behaviors, all of the forbidden relationships. Ish ish al kol she'er b'sar lo sikuvu legalos ever. He can't have a relationship with any family member. Ervas eishes avicha lo segala. Mother-in-law, father-in-law, sister, brother. Those are all prohibited relationships in the Azharos, and those are all the warnings. And then Perek Chaf, chapter 20 of Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Kedoshim, deals with the punishments, the onesh of what happens if one actually has such a forbidden relationship. And thus, if you look at Perek Yud Ches and Perek Chaf, chapter 18 and chapter 20, Parshios Achrei Mosin Kedoshim, you see that there are two chapters. Chapter 18, Perek Yud Ches, is dedicated to the Azharos, to the warning to what will happen if one has a forbidden relationship. Chapter 20 is the onesh, the punishment, what happens when one does indeed have such a relationship. And asks the Netziv, why are these two prakim not juxtaposed one to another? The Azharos should precede the onesh, and the onesh should come immediately after the Azhara. Why is chapter 19, Perek Yud Ches, smack in the middle of Perek Yud Ches and Perek Chaf? There's something there. There's something that doesn't make sense. Why does the Torah not simply introduce the Azharos, the warnings for those forbidden relationships, and then tell us what the punishment is? Why is Perek Yud Ches, chapter 19, Parshas Kedoshim, all of the mitzvos, the asay, the los asay, ben adon lemakom, ben adon lechaver, Kedoshim too, Parshas Kedoshim, smack in the middle of Perek Yud Ches and Perek Chaf? That's the question that the Netziv raises, and as I said, after so many years of learning Parshas HaShavua and learning Chumash, the question never even dawned on me. I never thought about it, never noticed it. But now that you see it, and you look in the Torah, and you see Parshas Achrei Mosin Kedoshim, it's glaring. It's such an obvious problem, it's such a blatant point that the Torah is making by placing Perek Yud Ches, chapter 19, in between the Azharos and the Onesh of Isurei Arayos, of these forbidden relationships. How are we to understand what Perek Yud Ches is doing in between Perek Yud Ches and Perek Chaf? So the Netziv explains, actually, it's set up in that fashion for a very, very reason that the Torah describes to us as follows. If you take a look back in Perek Yud Ches, chapter 18 of Parshas Achrei Mos, it's on page 648 in the Art Scroll Stone Chumash, the Torah seems to want to do this for a very specific, particular reason. Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Aleph, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar. Daber al bnei Yisrael v'marat aleihem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to tell the Jewish people, I am Hashem your God. Pasuk Gimel. Kimasei Eretz Mitzrayim Asher Yishavtem Balo Sasa. The ways, the activities of the Egyptians you should not follow, and you should not do. Uchemaisa Eretz Kenan Asher Ani Mevi Eschem Shama Lo Sasa. And the ways upon which the Canaanites live, the land that you are entering, you should not follow, you should not mimic. Uvichukoseihem lo seilechu, you should not follow in the statutes of the Goyim. So Pasuk Gimel is a Pasuk of no-nos. You left Egypt, you're going to Canaan. Don't follow the Egyptians' path, and don't follow the ways of the Canaanites. Those are all negatives. Don't do this, don't do that, don't follow the Mitzrim, don't follow the Canaanim. Uvichukoseihem lo seilechu. This is a negative. Lo sa'aseh. This pasuk is articulating very clearly what not to do. And then pasuk dalet. Es mishpotai ta'asu, ves chukosai tishmeru lalechet behem. Carry out my laws. Safeguard my decrees. Ani Hashem Elokechem. I am Hashem your God. Pasuk hey. Page 650. Ushmartem es chukosai. You shall observe my decrees. Vis mishpotai asher yaseh osam. And the laws by which man shall carry out and follow. V'chai bahem. You shall live by them. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Pasuk Dalet. and Pasuk He are positive. Ushmartem es chukosai v'smishpata yas ha'adam. This is what you should do. This is what you should carry out. This is how you should behave. Thus, the Netziv suggests that these two psukim are banner psukim, are introductory psukim to what is going to take place. It's like in any good paper, article, book, there's an introduction. The introduction, says the Netziv, to Prakim Yutes and Chaf is found here in Perek Yurches. Perek Yurches is telling us that there are things that you shouldn't do. You shouldn't follow the ways of the Mitzrim. You shouldn't follow the ways of the Canaanim. There are things that you should do. You should follow in my statutes and my decrees and my laws. After, says the Netziv, that the Torah describes to us in big picture and in a major, major banner, and in large print, what first not to do, and then what to do, then the Torah articulates very clearly what the small details and the dotting of the I and the crossing of the T's are in terms of what the Torah means, what you shouldn't do, and then what you should do. So if in Pasuk Gimel, the Torah tells us what you should not do, don't follow the Egyptians, don't follow the Canaanim, you know what you shouldn't do? It's the rest of Perek Yurches. Don't do any forbidden relationship. And take a look now in the rest of Perek Yurches. Ish ish el kol she'er b'sara lo sikru v'legal se'er b'ni Hashem. Er v'asavicha ver v'asimecha lo sigali mecha hu l'sigala er v'asa. The Torah now, Pasuk Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes, Yur, page 650, 652, all the way to the end of Parshas Achrei Mos, tells us what not to do. All of the no-nos. So in the banner Pasuk, in the introductory pasuk of what you shouldn't do, don't follow in the ways of the Egyptians and don't follow ways in the Canaanites. Do you know what that means? It's not academic, it's practical. The practical piece is don't engage in any forbidden relationships. Now that the Torah has described in detail, articulated, and very clearly shown us what the no-nos are, what you shouldn't do in Perek Yurches, comes Perek Yotes, chapter 19, to tell us what we should do. What does it mean when the Torah tells us in Psukim Dalet and A in Perek Yurches, Ushmartem es chukosai v'smishpata asher yaseh osam? What does that mean? Es mishpatai tasu v'schukosai tishmur l'lechesbam. You know what that means? That's chapter 19. That's Perek Yotes. All of the details, the minutia, kedoshim tiyu, Shabbos, avodah zarah, tztaka, Pigul, honest dealings in business, v'haftol riacham kamocha, lo sikam v'lo sitor, kilayim, forbidden mixtures, weights and measures, that's all of Perek Yotes. And thus the Netziv has described to us beautifully that it's only after Prakim Yurches and Yotes that the Onesh, the punishment, could come for the Isser Arayos. Because the Torah is following a very, very, very perfect theme here. There's an introduction, Perek Yurches, Psukim Gimel, Dalet, and Hey, what you shouldn't do and what you should do. And then the Torah details in Perek Yurches what you shouldn't do, the Isser Arayos, what you should do in Perek Yotes, all of the laws of Kedoshim Tiyu. And only after the Torah gives us an introduction and then gives us the details of the no's and the do's, of the nays and the yays of Perek Yotes and Perek Yurches, then the Torah can tell us the onesh, the punishments, if you don't listen, if you don't follow, and that is in Perek Chaf. Thus the Netziv is reconciled why it is that Perek Yotes chapter 19 is smack in the middle of the two bookends of Perek Yurches and Perek Chaf as to the Azharos and the Onshim of Arayos. An unbelievable question, a fascinating answer of the Netziv. I don't know if any of the Rishonim asked this question. I don't know anybody else who asked this question, but I think it's a very, very fascinating insight into understanding and appreciating the setup and the theme of really Parshios Achrei Mos Kedoshim, particularly to understand Perek Yurches, Perek Yotes, and Perek Chaf. However, it's not enough. And the Netziv takes this one step further, and he tries to understand what is it about Perek Yotes, chapter 19, Parshas Kedoshim, page 656. What is the relationship, the correlation between the psukim, the mitzvos, the asays, and the losases that take place in Perek Yotes? Is there anything happening? Is there any theme? Is there any correlation, connection, and juxtaposition between the mitzvos that are listed in Perek Yotes? And what the Netziv says is actually that there are two halves to Perek Yotes. There are two sections, or what he calls two parshios, in Perek Yotes, and indeed there are two parshios. If you take a look in Perek Yotes, chapter 19, Parshas Kedoshim, page 656, from Pasuk Aleph until Pasuk Chaf Beis 22, on page 662, there are 22 psukim which bring us to Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Pasuk Chaf Gimel is a new parsha in the Torah. There's a separation. There's a pay. It's a parsha. It's a new pasuk. And Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Pasuk 23 on page 662, is V'chisavo el ha'aretz unetatim kol eitz ma'achal v'aralteim arlaso. The halach of orla. You have to let a tree sit for 3 years after it's been planted before you're able to use that fruit. The Netziv says that there are two sections. There are two separate parshios in Parshas Kedoshim Perek Yotes, from Pasuk Aleph to Pasuk Chav Beis, and then Pasuk Chav Gimel to the end of Perek Yotes, to the end of chapter 19, Pasuk Lamed Vav. What are these two parshios? What are these two sections? What are these two segments? What are these two separations that take place in Perek Yotes? Let's take a look more carefully at these two segments, these two parts of chapter 19, and the Netziv lays down a fundamental principle again. If you look at Perek Yotes, you get confused and lost with so many mitzvos and understanding them. But the Netziv gives us a very, very clear insight into the division of the mitzvos in Perek Yotes. He says the first half are establishing mitzvos, what he calls shel shalom, mitzvos that establish peace, mitzvos that allow a community to succeed, to thrive, and to survive. What's going to allow a Jewish community to be able to succeed politically, economically, spiritually, emotionally, friendship and community, what's going to allow that to work? HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands there are certain mitzvos that need to take place. There are certain mitzvos that are critical. And those are the mitzvos that take us from Perek Yotes, Pasuk Aleph, until Pasuk Chaf Beis. Mitzvos Shel Shalom, and we'll look at those mitzvos more carefully. And then from Pasuk Chaf Beis until Pasuk Lamed Vav, V'haya Kisav Al Arts, the second half of Perek Yotes, says the Netziv, they are mitzvos of Parnasa. In order for a community to sustain itself, in order for a Jewish nation to thrive and to survive, there needs to be economic structure. There needs to be thinking about the strata of society, from the rich to the poor and everything in between. And therefore, the second half of Perek Yotes, starting with Pasuk Chaf Beis, when you enter the land of Eretz Yisrael, V'ayah Kisav Al Haaretz, you have to have Hilchos Zrayim. You have to have Hilchos Matnos Aniyim. You have to understand who the Kohen, who the Lev, and the Yisrael are. You have to know who Maaser Sheni is and who Maaser Ani is. And you need to establish an agricultural society that's going to be able to look out to help everybody and anybody. And thus the Netziv divides chapter 19, Perek Yotes of Parshas Kedoshim, the parsha that has almost as many mitzvos as Parshas Kisetze and Parshas Mishpatim, into these two sections. Section 1, Perek Yotes, all about the mitzvos of Shalom, and the second half, beginning with Perek Chaf Beis, are the mitzvos of Parnasa. Now let's take a look more carefully in Perek Yotes and see very clearly how the Netziv's theory bears itself out. And let's look at the types of mitzvos that are described and are detailed in this chapter. We begin, of course, with Shabbos and Kedusha and Avodah Zarah. And those are all mitzvos that have to be at the forefront of a Jewish community. If a Jewish community is able to live peacefully, harmoniously, and to live well together, there needs to be something called Shabbos. Shabbos is the end of the week, it's the beginning of the week. It creates a certain sense of structure. It creates a certain sense of understanding what you're headed to and where you're going. And if everybody is on the same page with Shabbos, with the Isser of Avodah Zarah, and everybody understands that the goal of a Jewish community, the Jewish nation, the Jewish people is Kadoshim Tiyu, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. If we understand that, if we understand Ish Im of Aviv Tiro, that one must fear one's parents and one must honor one's parents, Veshabsosai Tishmaro, and you have to guard and safeguard the Shabbos, and Al Tifnu El Alilim Elokei Masechel Osas Lamni Hashem Elokeichem. If everybody's on the same page with that trilogy, Shabbos Avodah Zarah Kibud Avaim, a community is going to live harmoniously, peacefully. If children honor their parents, if the children of Hashem honor the Shabbos, and if the children of Hashem don't fall prey to Avodah Zarah as they enter the land of Israel, and don't follow the ways of the Canaanites, the Jewish community will be most successful. But in order for a community to have peace and have shalom, you have to look out for other people. And that's in Pasuk Tes, Uvikutzrichem eskitzir artzichem, lo sichale peyasadech aliktzor veleke kitzir chalosalaket. What do you do with peah, the corner of your fields? Says the Netziv in the next pasuk Yud v'charmecholos olalu peret karmecholos alaket. The mitzvah of leket, of shichacha, and peah. Make sure you leave the gifts for the poor and don't allow them to fight for it. Make sure that they have what they need. Give the gifts to the poor. There should be shalom and peace, harmony. If there's an understanding that there are different stratas of society which automatically, inherently exist, that's explicit, that has to be, that's the way the world works, then you need to make sure that you understand that and recognize that and care for those people and look out for them. That's the mitzvah of matnos anim. That's what's going to allow for there to be peace. If you don't recognize and if you don't understand that, then there can't be shalom, there can't be peace. And now you start to take a look at the next psukim that go through each and every single element of allowing a society to be successful. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11, page 658, Lo Signovu, Lo Sikhashu, Lo Sishakru Ish Ba'amito. The most basic elements of allowing a community to live peacefully. Don't steal, don't deny falsely, don't swear falsely, don't lie to one another. If you do so, v'chilalta Hashem, Hashem elokecha nisham, you're profaning the name of God. So these are basic laws of civil law, torts, of all the basic laws of how a person should behave, the criminal law, civil law. Don't steal, don't lie falsely, don't lie one to another. You have to take care of each other, look out for each other. Pasuk Yud Gimel, page 680, Lo sa'asok esre'echa v'lo sigzol, Lo sa'asok esre'echa v'lo sigzol, V'lo salim pula sachi v'tchar boker. Don't cheat your fellow. Don't rob. Pay your workers on time. You can't wait. If a contractor comes, if an electrician or a plumber comes, pay him on time. Pay him that day. Somebody does work for you, take care of that person. Don't steal. Don't rob. Even though you may have taken something beheter, make sure you return it. Lo sikalel cheresh, you can't curse a deaf person. Lifnei iver lo siten michshol, don't allow a stumbling block, don't allow somebody to trip. There are certain people in society who are more sensitive. There are certain people in society who are more potential to trick, to fool, to take advantage of. People who are a cheresh, somebody who's deaf, you can take advantage of such a person. The Torah goes out of its way, lo sikalel cheresh, don't curse the deaf. Take care of somebody who's deaf. Look out for somebody who suffers. Look out for those who are on some level a bit more disabled and don't have everything that you have. Look out for each and every single individual. Lo siten michshol. V'yareisa melokecha ne'ashem. And Rashi describes, why does the Torah tell us here, v'yareisa melokecha, you should fear God? Because these are areas where a person can be makil. These are places where a person can be matir, a heter. A person can say, it's not so bad. It's not such a big deal. I could take advantage of the underprivileged. I could take advantage of the disabled. It's not so bad. No. V'yareis melokecha. Fear Hashem, your God. And thus, Pasuk Tezva, Pasuk 15. Lo sasu avil b'mishpa, lo sisa p'nei dav, lo sehedda p'nei gadol. Don't favor the poor and don't favor the rich. Be honest. Look at every case with sincerity, with an even keel. Lo selech rachil be'amecha. Don't be a gossiper. Lo samar al dam re'echa. Don't allow a bystander to go aside and look out for somebody. If somebody's drowning, if somebody's not doing well, if somebody trips and falls and tumbles, pick them up, look out for them. Don't allow somebody to suffer. Lo sisna sachicha bilvavecha, pasuk yidzayin, don't hate somebody. Hocheach tocheach esavisecha, you have to rebuke people. Lo sikam velo sito, don't take revenge, don't bear a grudge. Behafta l'recha kamocha ani Hashem, love your neighbor. Look at these psukim, beautiful psukim. And in terms of the Netziv's theory, these psukim are all coming to teach us one thing. They're mitzvos of shalom. Mitzvos of peace, what's going to allow the Jewish community to survive, what's going to allow the Jewish society, the Jewish people, Klal Yisrael, to behave appropriately to one and to another, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to his people. Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, Kibud Av V'Em, and then all of the mitzvos ben Adam l'chaveiro. And then Pasuk Yutes comes and concludes this section with Kilayim and with the halacha of the Shivcha of Karufa, again coming to speak to this point exactly. How will there be shalom? How will there be peace? How will we make sure that people behave appropriately, interpersonally, be a mensch one to one another? the Psukim, the Torah understands, the Kadosh Baruch understands with Chachmaso, the wisdom of the Torah to teach us how a society is supposed to be able to run effectively and execute itself to perfection. That's the first half of Perek Yotes. What about the second half of Perek Yotes? What are the mitzvos in the second half of Parshas Kedoshim and Perek Yotes? And if you take a look on page 662, Pasuk Chav Gimel, as Klal Yisrael prepare to enter the land of Israel, says the Netziv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has to set up mitzvos of parnasa, occupation, tzedaka, making sure that the finances are going to work themselves out, because you're leaving the Midbar, the land where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us with the man and the slav, and with the be'er, we had everything we needed, the anane hakavod. But as we enter Eretz Yisrael, we need to be prepared to work and to till the ground and the soil and the land and to plant and to farm and to sow and to reap and to harvest. V'chisavou el ha'aretz, when you enter the land, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to have to wait. Because when you plant right away, you're going to have to wait 3 years. V'aralte morlaso es pirio shalo shanim yelachem arelim lo yechal. Don't eat immediately. You got to wait 3 years. Then in the fourth year, it's neterevai. And then Pasuk Chaf Hei, V'shana Chamishis, Tochel Espir, in the 50 you're able to begin to take advantage and to use the plant and the fruit tree that you planted. Lo Sochu Al Adam, you can't eat blood. Lo Simnachashu, V'lo Sa'onenu, you can't believe in lucky charms, and you can't have any aspects of sorcery. Those aren't healthy things. And Pasuk of Zion, Lo Sakifu Pas Rosh Kam, the Halacha Pas Arosh. And then the Torah goes on and continues to tell us all of the halachas that are going to allow a society succeed, occupation, and finance. And then the Torah tells us you have to take care of the ger. V'chiyagri itcha ger baratzachem. Pasuk lamagimah lo sono, so don't grieve the ger. Ke'ezrach mikem, you have to treat a newcomer to Judaism, a convert with great honestly, fairly. You have to love the ger and take care of the ger. And then the Torah goes on to tell us about weights and measures, dealing honestly and fairly in business. Because in order to succeed, if you're going to cheat somebody, take advantage of somebody, and not deal with those people fairly in business, and the weights and measures aren't going to be honest, and you're charging higher amounts because of the way that you set up your weights and measures, that's inappropriate. And thus the second half of the chapter, Perek Yotes, deals with the mitzvos of Parnassa. Thus the Netziv looks at the totality of Perek Yotes, a Perek which has numerous amount of mitzvos in these 37 psukim, divides it into these two sections, the mitzvos of Shalom and the mitzvos of Parnassa. But then the Netziv does a third thing, and the Netziv explains that these mitzvos are really the precursor and are really almost an introduction and really the most key elemental mitzvos to explain and understand why on either side of Perek Yotes is the arayos, the forbidden relationships. Perek Yudches, remember, is the asharos, is the warning. Perek Chaf is the onesh for the arayos. And Perek Yotes, which we just read, all of the 37 psukim are the mitzvos asay and lo asay, bein adam lemakom, bein adam lechavero, shalom and parnasa. But why are those mitzvos in between the parsha of arayos? Says the Netziv that if you want a society to be successful with finance and with occupation, like the second half of Perek Yotes, you want a society to be successful with shalom, with peace, bein adam lechavero, like the first half of Perek Yotes, there's a third element in this trilogy, and that's forbidden relationships. For a society of Klal Yisrael to succeed, we need to have healthy relationships and not forbidden relationships. And thus, part of establishing community called Klal Yisrael, as we leave the Midbar, when again, recall, of course, that prior to Matan Torah, all of these relationships were permitted. Remember, Klal Yisrael cried bitter tears when they were prohibited from having these relationships with sister and brother and father and mother and uncle and aunt and father-in-law and mother-in-law. All of those relationships were permitted pre-Matan Torah. They were bochel iske mishpachosav. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that can't exist as we enter Eretz Yisrael. We need there to be the perfect community, harmonious and homogeneous, and we need to get along, and we need to be able to work together. And we will. We'll do so b'shalom and b'parnas and with all the mitzvos articulated in Perek Yotes. But Perek Yurches and Perek Chaf also need to be part of this trilogy, part of this picture. We need there to be a prohibited relationships, and that must be articulated and thus be clearly established and set up as Klal Yisrael enters Eretz Yisrael. And that's also part of the holy community called Klal Yisrael, and that's Parshas Kedoshim Tiu Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. These relationships aren't good, they're not appropriate, they're wrong, they're unlawful, they're against the Torah. That's everything that the Torah thinks is inappropriate and wrong. And thus the Torah makes sure that part of Perek Yotes is Perek Yurches on the first half, Perek Chaf on the second half, the Azhara, the warning in chapter 19, and the Onesh in Perek Chaf. But it's one step further. Because what are these relationships all about? What is the essence of these inappropriate, forbidden relationships? All forms of arayos are because they're just focusing on myself. I'm only looking out for myself. That's what the Isser arayos are. All these forbidden, unlawful, inappropriate, wrong relationships speak to a form of taiva that's very self-serving, that's only focused on me. This is what helps me. This is what takes care of me. And this is the reason that all these relationships are forbidden, says the Sforno. This would be the most natural way. In Parshas Achrimos, the Sforno explains that to have such a marriage and to have such relationships, sister, brother, uncle, aunt, father-in-law, mother-in-law, father, we know each other, so this should be natural. Al-Korchach says the Sforno that the Torah understands that these relationships would only be self-serving. They're fulfilling a personal taiva. And therefore, as a result, the Torah goes out of its way to prohibit them. That's what Znus is. That's what Arayos is. All these forbidden relationships are completely self-serving and are only beneficial to me. And therefore comes Perek Yotes. And what are the mitzvos of Perek Yotes, chapter 19, all about? They're mitzvos of Shalom, mitzvos of Parnassah. All mitzvos looking out for somebody else, caring for other people, looking out for others, making sure that I don't curse somebody who can't hear, making sure that I don't take revenge and bear a grudge against somebody else, making sure I don't lie and I don't gossip. All the mitzvos ben adam lachaveru are focused on the other person, looking out for you. I care about you. I want what's best for you, what's in your best interest. And therefore the Torah understands that if the psukim and the mitzvos and perek yotes are all about caring about somebody else, we'll never reach a point where the punishment in Perek Chaf will have to be meted out. Because when the focus of my life, and the focus of my family, and the focus of the Jewish community as described by the Netziv as what Perek Yotes Parshas Kedoshim is all about, is about the other, and looking to build and sustain, to create a thriving and successful Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, is through the prism and the realm of looking out for others. And if that's what I'm doing, I'll never get caught in an inappropriate forbidden relationship. Because forbidden relationships are all about me, myself, and I. But if Perek Yotes is all about introducing who I am and who we are as a people and what we are shaped and can be, a Orla Goyim and a Goy Kadosh, a holy nation. Holiness means looking out for other people, caring for others. I'm looking out and I want you to see what you need. Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. The most extreme mitzvah that exists in all of the Torah. That I have to love somebody else the way I love myself. The way that the Rambam understands that whatever I want for me, I want for somebody else. The Ramban famously argues and says that's impossible. I can't want for somebody else what I want for me. Chayecha kodman, I have to look out for myself first. And therefore the Ramban understands that what the mitzvah behavta l'reacha kamocha means, that I don't want to somebody else what I don't want to me. The same way I don't want to have difficulties and challenges economically, financially, emotionally, and physically, I don't want that to my friend. That's what we have to l'reacha kamocha is, because it's impossible to love somebody else the way I love myself. Even though the Rambam understands that's exactly what the mitzvah is. But the focus and the point of Perek Yotes is really all about Avas Reim. It's all about taking care of others, looking out for others. Lo sikam velo sitar. Make sure that you're not going to revenge and take a grudge. Make sure that you're looking out for other people. You're not going to lie. You're not going to gossip. You're not going to steal. You're going to care for other people like you care for yourself. You're going to give tzedakah. You're going to give matnos aniyim. And if that's my focus, And if that's who I am and that's who we are as a society and as a people, there will never be a point in time that we will fall into the trap of forbidden relationships. And therefore, Perek Yud Ches, the Azharos, the warnings are stated first. But only after we learn Perek Yud Ches, chapter 19, and we understand what it means to be a nation of givers, to be a nosein, to be a reya, and to be an ohev, to be a hav, to give to somebody else, then comes Perek Chaf, the punishments. Because at that point we understand that no Jew will ever be able to be and fall into such a trap of Isser Arayas, of forbidden relationships, if Perek Yud Ches is learned properly and is executed and is established. Thus the Netziv has brilliantly explained and described to us these three chapters, Perek Yud Ches, Perek Yud Ches, and Perek Chaf, the three prakim that at a certain glance seem to be out of order, that don't seem to make sense. How could it be the Azharos of Arayos is in Yud Ches, the Onesh of Arayos is in Chaf, and Perek Yud Ches is smack in the middle? But the Netziv has described to us that before we understand and before we mete out the punishments, we really need to focus on Perek Yud Ches. And if we do that, and if we follow that, and if we establish such a society, never ever whatsoever will we fall into the trap of the Issei Arayos. But part of the society that we need to build, to develop, needs to be a society built on the mitzvos of shalom, a society built on the mitzvos of parnasa, and a society built on the losases of Isser Arayos. That's what it is, a successful Jewish community, and these are the halachos that need to be established in order for Klal Yisrael to succeed as they prepare to enter Eretz Yisrael, and that's where we need to find ourselves. So the introductory psukim in Perek Yud Ches, chapter 18, psukim Beis, Gimel, Dal, and Hey, that first tell us the banner of the no-nos, that's Perek Yud Ches. And then the Torah tells us, that's Perek Yud Ches. And then if you take a look at the end now of chapter 19 and the end of chapter 20, the Torah concludes the entire segment and the entire section with this point. And if you take a look on page 666 at the top of Perek Yud, the end of Perek Yud Ches, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Esher Otzesi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim Ushmartem Es Kol Chukosai Ves Kol Mishpotai Vasisem Osam Ani Hashem. If you follow my statutes, my laws, if you follow each of the mitzvahs that I've described and articulated, you will establish a society that's not going to fall into the traps of the Canaanites. You're not going to fall into the traps of the Mitzrim, the land that you left. And Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, you'll be a successful nation. A nation that left Mitzrayim, that's crossed the Yamsuf, that's been Mekabel the Torah, that enters Eretz Yisrael, that creates a society that everybody could look toward and everybody looks to. In Eretz Yisrael. And we are supposed to be the leader that all nations look to in everything that we do. Financially, economically, emotionally and physically, how we care for each other, how we care for our families, how we care for our children and for our parents, how we care for the poor, how we look out for the rich, how we don't favor one over the other. And this is who we are as a nation, this is who we are as a people, and that's what it means, kedoshim to you. This is holiness. The ultimate holiness is establishing a community that's able to live in this fashion. Because ki kadosh ani Hashem lekechem, because this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands holiness and what holiness is all about. We're mimicking, we're carbon copying what HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands is the ultimate sense of kedusha. And if we live our lives this way and establish a community that way, establish a Klal Yisrael that way, we will be able to be the nation that we are supposed to be, the people that we are supposed to be. And Be'ezus Hashem, if we understand, Achrei Mos Kedoshim, we'll be able to live our lives, both as individuals as well as a community, the way that we are supposed to. Wishing everybody a good Vacha Shavua Tov.